This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Election Day 2024 is here. The nominees holding their final rallies in battleground states. Donald Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The former president leaning into his arguments around the economy and immigration, vowing to end inflation and to crack down on illegal immigration.
Some of the greatest criminals in the world that are pouring into our country.
But his remarks are also meandering, and he's baselessly claiming that Democrats can only win elections if they cheat. As the former president continues to sow doubt about the election.
ABC's Selena Wang. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This is ABC News. The U.S. says there are upwards of 10,000 North Korean troops in Russia's Kursk region on the border with Ukraine.
My understanding is that all of these forces are being issued Russian uniforms and Russian equipment.
Air Force Major General Patrick Ryder said the expectation is that the North Koreans will be joining the fight in the coming days. Some may already be in action.
We've seen the press reports about alleged combat ops. We're looking into those, but at this point cannot corroborate those reports.
Germany's foreign minister turned up in Kyiv Monday on an unannounced visit. Jersey Shore tales. The butchered remains of a common dolphin were found on the beach at Allenhurst, New Jersey. The Marine Mammal Stranding Center says the dolphin's flesh was completely removed with clean cuts from a sharp instrument, leaving only the head, dorsal fin, and flukes. Whoever did it even took some of the dolphin's organs, except for the heart and lungs. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Get your game, because for you, it's not just a game. It's your passion. But that plateau feels like an eternity.
Level up with Carbon World Health's state-of-the-art recovery modalities. Restore your body and mind with cryotherapy, red light therapy, vitamin drips, and more. Embrace your athletic journey with Carbon World Health, a hormone health and fitness spa.
Madison West and CarbonWorldHealth.com.
The JR Sport Brief.
Alabama's not winning a national championship. The Volunteers are not winning a national championship. Georgia doesn't look good enough to win a championship. Now, Ohio State, I consider them to be realistic championship contenders. Texas, realistic championship contenders. All those other teams I just told you about in the SEC, they're missing a few things.
96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone.
Welcome to Election Day Tuesday 2024. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. The good news before we even get started today is that the rural voting areas have gotten their ballots in early at an increasing number compared to previous elections. Stephanie Hoff talked with Jason Mungnaini from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation about that. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, just reminding all their constituents that it's very important that all of our rural voices chime in, given the mix of responsibilities on the county, state, and national scene when it comes to connections to agriculture. All those stories on the way. Now, if you are heading to the polls today, you might want to take along an umbrella. It's actually unseasonably warm right now, currently in the low to mid 60s as we start our day. Today, showers are going to be a part of our morning, then another chance of showers and thunderstorms developing after 9 a.m. into the afternoon hours. So you might see a little fog this morning if you're driving in, just because there's so much moisture in the atmosphere. And like I said, daytime highs today up to 66 degrees. Might get a little windy. Gusts as high as 35 today. So hopefully not enough that's going to keep you from the polls. Tonight, more showers possible. Then on Wednesday, sunshine back in the forecast. Highs near 53. On Thursday, sunshine, highs near 56. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, has those weather details on the way.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is taking big steps to improve the roads that farmers rely on every day. Launched as part of the 2023 budget, the Agricultural Road Improvement Program is set to upgrade around 490 miles of agricultural roadways. I'm Charity Subecker from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and Joel Nielsen-Stoon, Assistant Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, shares more about the program and just how much demand is out there for these types of funds.
Back in June of 2023, the governor signed, as part of the budget, the Agricultural Road Improvements Program, and these are roads that, to improve highways that are classified as minor roads or minor collectors, so smaller type local roads. And they have to be roads that service agricultural lands or facilities that are used to produce agricultural goods, which does include forest products, or culverts and bridges that meet the criteria that would also be included.
So do they need to be posted roads then?
They don't have to be, but if the road is posted, if you receive a grant, it'll be upgraded so that there's no longer a need to post that road. The road would remain open, and so that means it's not going to be posted for seasonal load rating. So think in the spring when the frost goes out of the ground, our roads really get vulnerable. Unfortunately, that's also the time that lots of farmers will be out in the fields working, having their equipment run across the road, receiving lots of the inputs from farm supply. And so we really think that the ARIP program will help get those roads up to spec, make them stronger, more resilient to that frost heave, and so that they can withstand those loads when farmers need to be transporting heavier loads across them.
So give us a recap now on that first round of applications that went through. How many were selected? Where, kind of, what did that look like?
We've gone through round one, and we awarded $50 million that are going to support 37 projects, and that's spread across 28 counties in Wisconsin. Just from these roads, Charity, we estimate that from those 37 projects, there will be about 5.3 million tons of agricultural products, products worth about $1.6 billion that are transported over those roads every single year. We took a look at what parts of the industry would benefit from these, and it's really everything. It's forestry, it's dairy, livestock, grain and feed, manure fertilizer, ethanol, potatoes, vegetable, cranberry. So we're really covering and helping all aspects of the ag industry.
So now let's move into the second round. What's the status report or status update there?
Sure, you bet. So that first round was for $50 million, but we're now into round two, and there was $100 million left. We opened up applications, the window, on July 31st. It just recently closed on September 30th of this year. And we made sure to reach out to applicants who weren't awarded in round one to make sure that they knew that they could carry over their application into the next cycle. We did a bunch of outreach to municipalities to make sure that they were aware of these dates. We've held some webinars. We stood up an interactive map so that if people were looking at applying and they wondered, hey, is this road that I'm in front of, the farm supply co-op or in front of a roadway that services a couple of farms? Is this road eligible? You could go into that website and check to see if it was. And so right now we are evaluating those applications. We received 220 applications for round two. And, those 220 applications total about $370.5 million worth of work. They accounted for 490 miles of agricultural roadway that people were looking to improve. It would have impacted 725 producers, and we estimate about 639 billion pounds of agricultural goods worth about $21 billion each year. So, to me, Charity, what that represents is that's a robust response to round two. It just, to me, what that says is that there is a lot of need out there. There are a lot of producers and agribusinesses that are looking to upgrade the roadways that they use every day. Farming is difficult. Farming is tough. And a lot of times, if you have a road that's not meeting your needs, as equipment gets bigger, you're trying to take advantage of economies of scale. Oftentimes the roadways were really kind of a bottleneck in the process. And if you can't use the roadway, you're forced to maybe take a long detour, which adds time and expense, more fuel. And if we can make the transportation more efficient, we're helping producers to be more efficient and helping our ag industry as a whole be more efficient and more competitive.
Did you see any trends in the specific regions or just geographic areas throughout the state that you saw these applicants needing that interest the most, or anything like that that kind of stood out to you?
We've seen a pretty even distribution for round two. Across the state, we kind of divide the state into five regions, and the numbers are pretty similar for like the North Central, Northeast. They each had 44 applications come in. The Northwest had 60. The Southwest had 61. Kind of it probably makes sense that we saw fewer come from the Southeast, just given where our ag industry is located. But there's really a lot of geographic diversity in where we're seeing them come in. And we're also seeing that it's coming from all aspects of the industry. We're seeing, of course, dairy. We're seeing farm supply, potatoes and vegetable, livestock, grain feed. All aspects of the industry have been applying for this. And it makes sense that our ag industry is vibrant and diverse, and kind of follows that the roads that service those industries are diverse and spread out throughout the state as well.
And to give us some perspective here, we've got this money going out, but just how much money does it take to even replace a mile of road in rural Wisconsin?
Sure. I can't offer you a solid figure. It depends on so many different factors. But I will say that it isn't inexpensive. You know, we've seen towns and counties that are struggling to replace, maintain, and upgrade the roads with the funding that's available. And because it is cost prohibitive. And so the beauty of what this program does is it really gets to that first mile or last mile, kind of the road that goods take as they leave the farm or as they, you know, arrive at the factory. This ARIP program is really targeted at funding that first and last mile, which is often the most impactful for farmers or agribusiness, and often doesn't get caught up in or doesn't get the type of funding that more major highways get just because there's so much traffic and freight that runs on those. Those big and busy roadways, they're certainly important. We absolutely need to make sure that those are in good condition and working. But we can't forget that those first mile and last mile type roads that are benefiting from ARIP, those are just as important too, that they are really the linchpin being able to get goods, you know, from the farm to market.
Have any of the funds from that first round then been mobilized yet?
You know, I don't have data because on the round one, because these projects are let at the local level. But just given that the funds were awarded in July of 20 of this year, you know, there might be a couple of projects that were shovel ready and that they were able to start their improvements yet this construction season. But I think that you'll see the majority of this $150 million of funding really hit the ground on projects next construction season.
Are there any plans to expand this program moving forward then based on that feedback and the demand that you mentioned that we've seen? There's a lot of applicants, so the demand is there.
Yep, it's been a robust response. And, you know, I've had the privilege to join the governor as we've traveled about the state meeting with awardees. And, you know, what's clear is that there is so much interest in this program and that there really is a continued and ongoing need that provides the justification for this type of program to move forward. That, as it was established in the last budget, this was a one-time program. But I really think that given how many people have applied and just all the need that's out there, if people are communicating that to policymakers, there's a lot of good rationale to continue this program because there certainly is the need beyond what we've seen here.
That's Joel Nielsen-Stoon, Assistant Deputy Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, along with us. As he mentioned, the second round of applications are being reviewed now and will be announced in late December. You can find the list of projects selected from that first round, however, on the Wisconsin DOT website. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwalbe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish. No, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt-US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us. US or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Once a rain really from most of our folks. Stu, this morning, Dave from Burlington, just 0.4 of an inch of rain. Let's see if I got anybody else. Scott in West Allis, just 0.25 of an inch of rain. I think I ended up with more rain in the Green Bay area than they have in most of the state.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Rain was heavier there, and there were some amounts in central Wisconsin. Wasn't a big deal. My friend John over here near Armstrong, 0.2 of an inch since yesterday. What else did I see? The Sheboygan County Airport, 0.07 of an inch. Racine, 0.44. Not a lot of rain, but it's still kind of damp.
Yeah, and it's going to stick around today. So for people that are going to be heading to the polls, they expect big turnout. So you might want to make sure that you've got a rain jacket or an umbrella or something if you're going to be standing out in it. And now it sounds like the winds are going to kick up a little later today, huh?
Yeah, we get a little more windy. It's got a whole lot to do with that frontal boundary trying to build through the state and low pressure that's going to build up out of our southwest. That cool front already lining and just into eastern Wisconsin, if you will. Oh, if I had to draw it right now, I'd say Green Bay to about Dubuque. What we're going to see is that front return north a little bit as a warm front, as low pressure heads up toward Wisconsin. Nothing more than sprinkles on weather radar today. But more likely showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. Heavier rain's a possibility in central and east central Wisconsin. We're up to another inch or so, it could be seen. The rest of us a lot lighter. And then we start to cool as we head through tonight and on toward Wednesday. But temperatures head back above normal. Thursday, Friday, sunshine returns, sounding nicer later in the week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Hunter Portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
All righty, Stu, let's have that forecast then.
Well, today there'll be clouds, some patchy morning fog, a few showers, maybe even a thunderstorm as we head toward midday or into the afternoon. Now, I'm expecting those temperatures still in the far north could get into the upper 50s, but mid-60s the further you head to the south. And the south winds 10 to 20, gusting near 30 and 35. They become west and north in western and northern Wisconsin here later on. Overnight, a little rain will end and the skies remain cloudy. And we drop in the north to mid-30s, closer to 40 elsewhere. Winds for everybody shifting northwest, still gusting to 20 or 30. Tomorrow, morning clouds, could be a little clearing later in the day, and those temps a lot cooler, upper 40s, low 50s, mostly sunny Thursday. Pam, I think we all get back to about 50, maybe mid-50s for you in the south. Sounds a lot nicer for the end of the week.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Good enough, buddy. Catch up with you tomorrow and see what's going on.
All right. See you then.
Stu Mocker, Ag Meteorologist, keeping you up to speed on what's happening with our Election Day weather. Don't forget, Talk Text Line is open for you. 877-301-FARM. 877-301-FARM.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm Lisa Hale. Count on us on air at 97.9 WGBW, on the web at WGBW.fm, and always on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. Election Day 2024 is here. The nominees holding their final rallies in battleground states. Donald Trump in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
The former president leaning into his arguments around the economy and immigration, vowing to end inflation and to crack down on illegal immigration.
Some of the greatest criminals in the world that are pouring into our country.
But his remarks are also meandering, and he's baselessly claiming that Democrats can only win elections if they cheat. As the former president continues to sow doubt about the election.
ABC's Selena Wang. Vice President Harris taking a page from Rocky, ending her campaign Monday night on the steps of the Philadelphia Museum of Art, climbed by Sylvester Stallone in Rocky.
Here at these famous steps, a tribute to those who start as the underdog and climb to victory.
This is ABC News.
The Bucks' losing streak continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost in the final minute to the Cleveland Cavaliers, 116-114. Giannis out with a groin injury. The Bucks have now lost 6 games in a row. After the loss, Doc Rivers asked, "How do you keep the players positive when you're 1-6?"
I think the team's very positive. I think they're upbeat. No one wants to lose. We got some tough games coming up. We win 3 or 4 in a row, and then if you're 5-6, you have an 80% chance to make the playoffs.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, won their home home opener over Holy Cross, 85-61. They'll host Montana State Thursday. NFL, the Packers' Matt LaFleur on what he and his coaching staff will be doing during the team's bye week.
A lot of times it gets a little overblown. I mean, we're always on top of the self-scout and what we got to do and what people are seeing. We'll get a good jump start just with today, the ability to watch tape really from anywhere. So I'm going to let the staff get out of here and just do everything on their own.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey there, we'll start Tuesday's show with Tim Cody from Fox Valley Veterans Council. He'll fill us in on their upcoming Veterans Day event.
Then it's Election Day. We'll talk a little bit about the election and also remind you to get out and vote. Join us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, drizzly, becoming breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We'll get into the low 60s this afternoon. The wind picking up and switching to the south 15 to 25. Tonight, 41. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. And today, I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48-47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
About it at various points this season, and if they're not winning, why are you going to spend your hard-earned money to watch them perform poorly?
Well, you'll be there, right, Jesse?
Of course.
Yeah, I'll be
my
there.
My job, man.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be downtown. Me and like maybe like five other people, but I'll be there, baby. Jesse, anything? That was a lot of negative. Anything positive to put out there in the ether before we let you go? Anything positive? I don't want to end it all negative.
Well, they're very good at building 3-0 leads. So they've done it in 3 games that they've managed to lose. But, you know, if you're into that whole we scored first thing, they've got that going for them.
If the game ended after the first drive, the Badgers would be undefeated against those teams. I love it, Jesse. I love it. Jesse, thanks for your time. The camp was so entertaining. It always is. But this one was, it was a banner episode of you and Zach. So I highly suggest everyone do that and check your workout at the Athletics. Thanks, Jesse. You have a good Monday, brother.
Thanks, Igbo. Talk soon.
See you, buddy. Jesse Temple.
Hallelujah. It is election day. The political ads will cease. Welcome back, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. I sincerely hope that you are going to plan on getting out to the polls. Maybe take somebody along with you that doesn't have the opportunity to travel very much, or it may be difficult for them. Really, everybody's voice matters on a day like this. We're going to talk more about that with Stephanie Hoff in just a moment. Let's see. Weather-wise, as we pointed out, it is going to be a wet day today, no matter where you are in the state of Wisconsin. Daytime highs today expected to be around 66 degrees. Going to be a little breezy with gusts up to 35 miles an hour. And the rain is expected to last until at least this afternoon. Today, as we said, is the fifth day of November. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day back in 1912, Wisconsin voters, which were all male at that time, considered a proposal to allow women to vote. When everything was said and done, it went down by a margin of 63-37. Women did not have the right to vote in Wisconsin until the 1920s, when the 19th Amendment was passed. Wisconsin's own constitution continued to define voters as male until 1934. Happy birthdays going out today. Let's see. Happy birthday to Canadian singer-songwriter Bryan Adams. Also, Tilda Swinton, English actress, she's 64 today. Actor Sam Rockwell is 56. And Mama Jenner, Kris Jenner, is 69 years young. And now you know. As we said, we're encouraging everybody to make sure that your vote counts today, because there's a lot of important issues relative to your community that will be dealt by county officials, state officials, and of course, on the national scene. Stephanie Hoff caught up with some folks paying attention to the rural voice.
It's Election Day 2024. Wisconsin farm groups are reminding us that agriculture's voice matters at the polls, especially in our battleground state. Jason Munyaini joins us. He's the Executive Director of Governmental Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. Jason says this is the day of the year where a ballot can protect the livelihoods of people who work in agriculture.
It's catamount that farmers and those who live in rural areas get out to make sure that their voices are being heard. It's much easier to campaign in cities and suburbs, and those voter contacts are happening. So it's an absolute necessity that anybody who lives in a rural area gets out and looks at rural issues and brings rural issues to the forefront, because those are the key to making sure that Wisconsin has a seat at the table nationally, and that here at the state legislature, that we protect our rural way of life.
Now, I understand Wisconsin Farm Bureau had a voter participation campaign this election season with the I Farm, I Vote yard signs. Have you been happy with voter participation among your membership?
It's very interesting to see the increase in early in-person absentee, early voting, and in-person absentee voting, mail-in voting that's happening in rural areas. It's really encouraging that campaign that focused on making sure that folks got their votes in, that farm work didn't get the way of making sure that their voice counts and that their vote counts. That was a campaign that, you know, we kind of work with American Farm Bureau nationally on. They came up with the I Farm, I Vote, but we really made it our own and pushed this early vote idea, because we wanted to make sure that people got those votes in. And we're seeing that's a trend across the country right now, that early voting is becoming much, much more popular.
It can feel like one vote is just a tiny drop in an ocean, but really the margins, you know, some of Wisconsin's districts are tight.
This election in Wisconsin is a coin flip in a lot of ways, so it's even more important that everyone gets out and votes. The state assembly and state senate have some very tight races. The U.S. Senate campaign is very close, and equally as close as the fight for the United States presidency. It comes down to a handful of states, Wisconsin being one, and it is going to be, you know, within the margin of error, potentially nationally on the presidential election. So even though you may say, well, my vote doesn't count, no, it absolutely does. And what counts even more is making sure that you fill that ballot all the way to the bottom. Getting those races at the local level is really where we're going to have the biggest impact to farms and to rural communities.
And you can get acquainted with your ballot ahead of time, right? There, you can go online and see what your ballot looks like.
The absolute best resource in the state to know any information about voting is My Vote Wisconsin. Can look at your ballot ahead of time. It'll have your polling location for today. It'll tell you what times those are available. And then one of the best resources to check the results I've always used is the Marquette website.
There might be some things new to be aware of, too. You may, if you haven't been paying close attention, you know, with the map change, you may have a different representative.
Oh, absolutely. And some of those races are really tight. It's changing demographics in the state legislature, undoubtedly. But some of those people that are running in those seats have been long supportive of agriculture, and we want to make sure that we're turning the best possible scenario or the best possible legislature to support farmers, support agriculture back to Madison and back to Washington.
Jason Muniaini along with us, Executive Director of Governmental Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. As he said earlier, get acquainted with your ballot ahead of time. You can do that at My Vote Wisconsin. The URL is myvote.wi.gov. While you're there, you can also see your polling place and the hours of that location. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Okay, it's time for our fan field goal kick of the game. This week's contestant already looks like a winner, Jim. He's sporting a Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn t-shirt. Well, with an advanced combination of exclusive genetics at his side, this should be an easy 3 points. Like three distinct modes of action against above ground pests. All right, here's the kick. It's good! Not bad for a guy in work boots.
Start your best year yet. Visit pioneer.com/nopests.
Maybe a little sigh of relief now that the harvest is in the rearview mirror, but there's more information to be gained. Our friends from Helena Agri would like to remind you now is a great time to get ahead with soil sampling and knowing what you need for next year as far as fertilizer. Dean Ebert from the West Bend location is the manager there, and he says it may save you big money for 2025.
Right now it looks like 28% is fairly stable, P and K as well. I mean, stuff has lowered down, tiered down from what it was a year ago. We're watching urea. That may soften yet on the open market. Say, when it comes to grain markets, fertilizer markets, sometimes we can put all we know, you know, about something the size of a shoebox, and then the world is going to do what it wants to do. Stuff is relatively stable at the moment, but you never know.
And those soil tests can tell you what still remains in your ground for 2025. Dean Ebert, along with us, the West Bend Market Manager for Helena Agri. Find out about the services they provide today at HelenaAgri.com. Markets on a Tuesday morning look like they're a little bit more optimistic going into Election Tuesday, at least for right now. Currently, December corn's up a penny at 417. November soybeans up a nickel at 987. January beans are up 2.5 at 999 and 3/4. December wheat's currently 3 cents stronger at 571. July new crop wheat up a penny and a half at 606. Dairy wasn't feeling the love yesterday. Barrel cheese dropped 0.75 cents to 186. 40-pound block cheese was also down 0.75 cents at 183. Double A butter, though, did gain a half on Monday to 267.5 per pound. Currently, the December Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 11. 1928 a hundredweight. You know, really, food is what it's all about when it comes to election decisions for a lot of farmers, agribusinesses, and folks in rural communities. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says everybody needs to remember you want to keep eating, then you need to make sure the people that are getting elected on the state and federal scene today at least respect farming and what agriculture does to keep them fed.
Food is vital to sustain life on a daily basis, so farmers are
really doing it what the bishop in La Crosse Diocese once said, you are doing God's work and, you know, providing the food and fiber for everyday life. And so, you know, can we make a difference in what happens in the future? Yes. And we've always talked about within the organization how your voice really does matter, whether it's at the county level, the state level, or the national level, and making sure that your farm or your business can stay in business and prosper for generations to come.
Darren Von Ruden, president and farmer himself, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Coming up next, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, joining us live. How are the markets reflecting on Election Day Tuesday? We'll find out.
Can't get enough farm news? The stories you hear and more 24/7 at MidwestFarmReport.com. Stay tuned as we'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Election night is unlikely to be results night. Irresponsible candidates may exploit an extended time to declare a winner and say there's something illicit about the process. In fact, it's our patriotic friends and neighbors who serve as poll workers taking the time needed to get it right. Mail-in ballots require extra steps for election officials as the ballots are checked in, outer envelopes opened, and identification documents verified. During 2020, folds in mail ballots slowed the tabulation process. New rules streamlined the processing in some states, allowing mail ballots to be processed before Election Day. But in some states, more layers of ID have been added, and counting can't take place until after Election Day. There are also likely to be more challenges to voter eligibility from partisan poll watchers, a voter suppression tactic expanded by some state legislatures under the guise of election integrity. Addressing challenges consumes election officials' time. Close races may also trigger an automatic recount, or a candidate may request a recount. These generally take place after election night, but delay the results, often for days. Such recounts generally start with a second run through a tabulator, then a hand count if necessary. We need to give the checks and balances of our system the time to work, supported by our heroic poll workers. Find out more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is Election Day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to votes. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Always want to remind you about his website, TotalFarmMarketing.com. Ever want to talk to John? You can feel free to do that. Call him at 800-334-9779. That's 800-334-9779. John, thanks for taking the time this morning. We have got a bushel basket full of things we want to discuss, of course, leading with the election. I imagine you guys that are in kind of screen mode watching everything are already teed up for the day, huh?
Yeah, we are. Obviously, it's kind of one of those things that's been just in the talk of the markets. And if I had a dime for every time somebody asked me, what's the election going to do for the marketplace, I could probably retire right now. But with that, it's a major turning point possibly in the marketplace. We'll see how things go regardless of who wins. In that regard, the market has been trying to price in the polls and money flow is kicked in one way or another. And we could see a lot of volatility more tonight and tomorrow than we will today. I would assume today the market's just going to stay very, very choppy in a sit and wait and see mentality. We saw some pretty good money flow movement yesterday. So we'll see how things kind of play out. And, the equity markets typically will move the most aggressively the first if there's some surprises. You know, we think back to 2016 and how aggressive the equity markets moved during that time window. This one might have things a little bit more priced in and just kind of ready to see where we go in terms of the direction for the next 4 years.
It's not like this is the only news the market will have to consider this week. For agriculture, we've got another USDA report coming out, and I forgot, a Federal Reserve meeting too?
Yeah, and as well as USDA is going to release 10-year baseline projections on Thursday as well. So we got a lot of stuff to chew through this week. And Fed Reserve on Wednesday, on Thursday, we'll see what they do with interest rates. Expectation is another quarter point cut on those rates. So, again, market's pretty well anticipating that. But, you know, there's always times for surprises. You know, and like I said, those two reports, the first line, the baseline projections, those are budgetary items. But sometimes they can move the marketplace because they're going to put in just, you know, a routine set of numbers that kind of anticipate where supplies for grains are going to be out for the next decade. Sometimes that can be a bit of a market mover as the market just says, oh, well, we're good for the next 10 years in terms of price reaction there. And then the last thing, obviously, USDA on Friday, our next round of crop production numbers, what happens with yield? Biggest question for in the marketplace is going to be, what do they do with the demand, which has been very, very strong? Do they keep it quiet just because everybody feels this market's kind of been front-loaded because of the election in terms of that demand? Or they do they make some moves now, and which typically the USDA has a tendency to be on the wait-and-see mentality, especially this early in the marketing year.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, joining us live on the Midwest Farm Report. Website for him, totalfarmmarketing.com. And again, he has toll-free number, 800-334-9779. Let's take a little deeper dive, since the election obviously will be the deciding factor. Let's take a little deeper dive on something that's already been giving us news, and that's the livestock complex, John. Everybody continuing to focus in on cattle, but you say hogs is where you've been training your eye lately.
Yeah, both markets have had nice rallies since their lows in the summertime here. And, you know, the cattle market has been looking a little bit tired, finally getting a little bit of a break in terms of its price values, maybe on some money flow there. But we still have strong retail, strong cash market, but things may be peaking out on that market there. So we'll have to watch the next week or so very closely. But as you stated, yeah, the hog market is something that's been really rolling, especially in that front month December contract. We've just seen an explosion in terms of retail values right now, being led by the belly market. We've got hogs that closing yesterday, pork cutouts, $104 per hundredweight. That's up 19% from last year at this time frame. Big jump in the belly price, obviously up $11 year over year. So that's one of the biggest things that's really driving this hog market. As retail values go, the packers have been putting into the cash market, and we've seen this hog market just continue to climb. We've rolled through the $80 handle, a little bit of toppy all of a sudden here the last couple of days. I do think that's just tied to some money flows because the funds are sitting on a near record or close to record long position, well over 100,000 contracts in the hog market, which we haven't seen in at least a decade. So it's one of those markets that's had a good run. I'm a little anxious that things could roll over just because it can. But every time I turn around and look at the retail values, they stay firm. That leads that cash market higher. Just keeps telling me that maybe this hog market is a little, got a few less hogs than this market was anticipating, as slaughter is up about 1%. But we are expecting to see about a 5% jump year over year, and those hogs just aren't out there.
You know, you mentioned that you said there, the market's got a long position, a decade worth of history before we've seen this kind of move. Explain in layman's terms, John, what that means and what it could trigger in the marketplace if they decide to shift.
Yeah, sure. The hog market, you know, when we talk about the funds, those are those investment funds or speculative hedge funds that step into the markets. Obviously, like in the summer, we saw that big record short position as they were pushing the grain markets to the downside. They've kind of eliminated that now. But in the hog side, they have basically been on the buy side of this thing since those August lows and continue to push their money forward. If you look at it on a chart, you know, we talk about 45-degree angles. The investment of the funds has been about an 80-degree angle. It has been straight up in terms of money flowing into the hog market. They're holding minimal shorts. So what's that mean? If we get a signal that can top this thing out, all of a sudden cash softens or retail soften or just the funds say, we're good, and they want to bail out of things, you're going to see a V-top type action, and prices can come down very, very quickly as they just roll out of those long positions and get more neutral.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live on the Midwest Farm Report, TotalFarmMarketing.com. So real quick, John, yes, it's going to be volatility like crazy today. Any sage wisdom on how to capitalize on this if there's a crazy move today?
You know, the biggest thing I just keep telling people is take a look at your operation. Where's your biggest risk? Protect that because you just don't know what's going to happen today. You know, obviously, if you got some grain you want to move or, you know, you got good value in front of you, target some things. If we get a pop in the market, you hit that target, you take the sale, you know. But at the same time, to me right now, it's like, just look where your risk is. If your risk is to the downside because of product in hand, make sure you got some type of a floor underneath this just in case things do start getting really squirrely.
All right, John, have a good day. We'll catch up with you next week, buddy.
Sounds good. Have a great day and make sure everybody gets out there and votes today.
Yep, you bet. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, joining us live here on the Midwest Farm Report. Like he said, everybody, no matter where you are, despite the weather, please do get out and vote. We'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico, you're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A nostalgic look at barbed wire fencing today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
As a fan of old-time radio shows, I sometimes find clips related to agriculture. Back in the 1940s, United States Steel sponsored a show called Theater Guild on the Air. Well-known radio newsman George Hicks was the voice of U.S. Steel.
For many years, the cattle, horses, sheep, and hogs of this country had a fine time breaking through rail fences and old-fashioned wire fences or tearing their hides trying to get over fences made of stone.
U.S. Steel's answer? Barbed wire and woven wire fencing.
In America's rise to agricultural leadership, steel fencing has played a major role. Throughout the nation, more and better livestock, more and better crops, lower-priced beef, pork, and mutton have resulted from its use. Without it, we could never have done so well in feeding the largest army and navy in our history, nor had food left over for our allies in the starving and war-torn countries.
At the time, U.S. Steel was making a lot of steel fencing.
In 1946, the production of barbed and woven wire fencing amounted to 595,000 tons, or enough three-strand fence to go around the earth at the equator 24 times. And it's safe to say that agricultural America has probably never had any other item that represented more value, more utility, for such a low price.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston.
If we win Michigan, we win the whole thing. The whole thing.